I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Defying a bill passed by the General Assembly last year, Asheville City Council Tuesday evening voted to change the city's charter to ensure future city council elections continue to use an at-large system that stops election districts from being used for the first time in next year's election. Council approved two amendments to the city charter, one of which requires that city council seats in Asheville be elected at large. That reinstitutes the system that had been used through the last council election in 2017. It passed by a 6-1 vote, with Councilman Vijay Kapoor casting the lone dissenting tally. He was also the lone council person to speak about the issue before the vote.
While it might be better for certain council members individually, I think for the city as a whole, for the average resident, for minority communities seeking better access to the representatives, it's the worst system out there.
The General Assembly approved a bill last year making the city create election districts. Its supporters argued that would ensure that all parts of Asheville were represented on council, but opponents felt it was an attempt by GOP leaders in the General Assembly to dilute Asheville's progressive politics. In a 2017 referendum, city voters by a 3-1 margin rejected the use of election districts, but the General Assembly still approved them the following year, and the sponsor of that measure, Henderson County Republican Senator Chuck Edwards, told reporters earlier this month he's still interested in seeing Asheville use a district system. I'm Matt Bush.